You remember the case of the Council 23, the AFL Governmental Employees Union, against Recorder's Court Judge, the probation, the case about the probation officers who, under some strange arrangement in Cook County, were employees of the court, demanding certain financial rights from the court. There's a jurisdictional question whether this was for the court to resolve this or the public employees' PERA. What was that? Public Employees Relations Authority or whatever mm-hmm. the proper name of it was. You don't remember?
I just don't recall that one.
Cash versus Flint Dodge, where the woman took a car for a test drive, smashed it up. I think she had to pay.
Yeah, she had to pay.
I wonder if
I don't think there were any great points of law in that. It was a question of just getting a decision made. I don't even remember why the court took that particular case. It didn't seem to me that it was all that important.
There was, I suppose, an insurance aspect to it. Wouldn't you think that the dealer's insurance would have been broad enough to encompass that type of situation, because a dealer has got cars out with some frequency,
mm-hmm.
and the percentages being the way they are. So
well, I just don't remember whether this was some risk that she specifically assumed, or what. I don't have that record.
It was an accident.
Yeah, I don't have that recollection of the case. So I guess I...
You didn't get the to sit on the Colonial Dodge where the fella had a car delivered to him. He rode the freeways around Detroit. Had to be on the road a lot. And he specified when he ordered the car that there should be a spare tire, and he paid attention to things like that, and they were had to be deluxe tires because of the amount of mileage. That was a case that was interesting to in the same way, because this fell when he had his wife pick up the car and drive it home. He found out that they had not put a spare tire in the thing after having expressly mm-hmm. agreed to do that, simply because there was a strike in Akron or something mm-hmm. like that. And he took it back, give me what I ordered, or stuff it. That was mm-hmm. his attitude. Mm-hmm. And this thing bounced around for a long time before the court finally, I think, gave this guy some relief. It wasn't a yes or no black or white case.
I don't have a recollection.
Is there anything just about the whole panoply of the practice of law in Michigan? It could be discipline. It could be the performance of the law schools. It could be the way the admission practices handled, the bar examiners. And do you have any opinions on any of that sort of thing that you would feel like delivering? Here's a good chance to do it. And I don't want to press you for this, but it's an opportunity, is the way I look at it. And you have had a degree of experience in government, the court, and the other things that we mentioned, and in the practice. My gosh, Larry, you're not a spring chicken anymore. How old are you?
69.
Pardon.
That's all right. I'm in my 70th year right now, and and I'm feeling it a little bit.
I'm just trying to say, you have a right to have certain opinions that should be listed.
Just by lasting this long.
I hope I didn't say it quite like that.